Gillum talked education, the environment, and livable minimum wage to an electrified crowd. Hugs, chants, and cheers echoed throughout his watch party, where many couldn't believe he pulled an upset win over former Congresswoman Gwen Graham and former Miami Beach Mayor Philip Levine. By the end of the night, it was all decided.
As the mayor of Florida's capital city, I humbly accept the Democratic nomination.
The candidate has touted himself as the only non-millionaire in the Democratic race, and Gillum attributed the win to his campaign's ground game that garnered grassroots support.
The places where we had no volunteer organization, people began to self-organize and volunteer. We're in this place because of the everyday people of this state.
Jamie Graves is one of the Floridians who's been in Gillum's corner since he announced his candidacy. She was an intern with his campaign through much of 2017.
We organized and, you know, we got our grassroots campaign going, and so many people turned out and voted for him and made history tonight. That's what happened. We made history tonight.
Now that his win is solidified, Gillum says he wants to be a governor for all, even those who didn't vote for him.
As I have said, as I moved all across the state of Florida, that this thing is not about me. It never has been, and it never will be. This race is about every last single one of us, right?
He will face Ron DeSantis, the Republican congressman backed by President Donald Trump, in the general election. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Daly.